At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The holidays have arrived early this year. Why wait until fall when you can get Black Friday prices now during Blinds.com's annual Spring Black Friday sale? Blinds.com's the better way to get custom window treatments totally online. No waiting around all day for salespeople to show up or dealing with inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters, motorized options. We have your patio covered for spring too. And Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home. We'll even send free samples. You can even get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Plus, free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now for the best deals of the season. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Tuesday, March 14th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to kick off March Madness. Yes, that's right, it is here. Well, it's not officially here, but this is your first four. So technically, March Madness does begin tonight. Your first four play-in game in the Midwest region. A 9:10 p.m. start on True TV. It's that time of year where you got to figure out what channel True TV is on. Hopefully you have a remote where you hit the button, just say True TV. It takes you right there. But anyway, focusing on Mississippi State and Pittsburgh, a couple of 11 seeds that are fighting it out here tonight. The winner will then play number 6 Iowa State. Currently, Mississippi State is listed as a 2.5-point favorite here with a total of 133.5. Now, going into this matchup, Mississippi State is 21-12 on the year, but they've lost two of their last three games. They just got really crushed by Alabama, 72-49 in the SEC quarterfinals of their conference tournament. Did not cover as an 8-point dog in that one. Meanwhile, Pittsburgh, 22-11, but they're also struggling here down the stretch. They've lost three of their last four. They also just got rolled in their conference tournament in the ACC quarters. They lost to Duke 96-69, failed to cover as a 5.5-point dog in that one. So what have we seen across the board here? Well, it looks like a pretty sharp reverse line move in favor of the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Now, this game opened Mississippi State a very short 1.5-point neutral site favorite. Mississippi State then got steamed up to -2. And then you're seeing quite a few books now up to -2.5. So continued movement toward Mississippi State. Now, of course, this is a great time of year to bet against the public and go contrarian. I wrote an article for a VSiN betting guide about why betting against the public is such a great strategy, not just year round, but in particular certain times of year when you have an influx of public betting. So that would apply tonight with a really interesting fade the trendy dog play, because if you look at these two teams, the public is actually on Pittsburgh here tonight. Pittsburgh is getting 60% of bets using our VSiN.com bet split. So if nearly two-thirds of bets are on Pittsburgh, then why is this line moving toward Mississippi State? This is kind of a classic reverse line move scenario here. RLM is when the betting line moves in the opposite direction of the betting percentages, away from the popular team toward the unpopular team. So if Pitt's getting majority bets as a trendy dog getting points, then why are the odds makers handing out more points for the public to sweat Pittsburgh here? Well, it tells me that it's because respective money has come down here on Mississippi State, triggering this reverse line move in their favor. So Mississippi State is contrarian in what will be a really heavily bet game tonight, 9-10 p.m. Obviously, True TV, you got to find the channel, but once you find it, should be your most popular game here tonight, and you're only getting 40% of bets. Plus, you're not just contrarian, but you have that element of sharp action in terms of the line going to Mississippi State, -1.5 to -2, now to -2.5, despite the fact that the Pitt Panthers here are getting a slight majority of bets. Ken Pom does have Mississippi State winning by 2 points. He's got them winning 67-65, has them ranked much higher as well, 49th in the country versus 77. And also really bank on the defense of Mississippi State. They're only giving up 61 points per game versus 70 points per game allowed for Pittsburgh. So I like this line move toward Mississippi State here. I'm looking at Mississippi State on the money line. I money line short faves, especially in the volatile, crazy time of March Madness. I don't want to have a buzzer beater or backdoor cover hurt me here. So I'd be going money line here on Mississippi State with a very sharp line move. Fade the trendy dog play on a contrarian favorite in a first four matchup in the Midwest region tonight as the Madness begins 9-10 p.m. on True TV.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to stick in college basketball tonight. However, we're not going to go to another first four game. There is another first four game, by the way, Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, and Southeast Missouri State. However, we're going to look toward an NIT matchup here. This game caught my eye. Reminder, it's not just March Madness going on right now in the NCAA tournament. We have the NIT. I can't even keep track of all these other tournaments, the CIT, the CBI. But either way, the NIT, obviously the stakes aren't as high. But as bettors, it's more opportunities for us to get down and hopefully make some money. So focusing on tonight's game, Villanova against Liberty, 8 o'clock on ESPN2. Villanova currently is listed as, or Liberty is listed as, a 3-point favorite in this one. A true home court here for Liberty with a total of 137. Now going into this matchup, Villanova is 17-16. They've had a struggle of a year. They've lost two of their last three. They just fell to Creighton, 87-74. And the Big East quarterfinals did not cover as a 4.5-point dog. Meanwhile, Liberty, 26-8. They just had their 5-game winning streak snapped. They lost a heartbreaker to Kennesaw State in the A-Sun Championship game. If they win that, they're in the real dance, not the NIT. But they were a 5.5-point favorite in that one, and you lose outright to Kennesaw State. So kind of a tough spot for Liberty to miss out on the tournament. However, the respected money here is going Liberty. Very interesting bet split here. You're looking at, right off the bat, Liberty opening as low as a 2-point home favorite. And again, this is a true home court. NIT, the first few matchups are played at the actual home team's home court, so it's not neutral court. So one thing I remember over the last few years is home teams tend to do really well in these NIT matchups because you do have the true home court. But anyway, Liberty open -2. They're up to -3. Now they're even up to -3.5 at some shops. So all movement and liability has been toward Liberty here. And what's really notable is that, similar to the fade the trendy dog play with Pitt, fading Pitt in favor of Mississippi State, it's a huge fade the trendy dog play here on Liberty, because when you get to the NIT, a lot of it is name recognition. Liberty, tiny little school, probably more known for their their football than their basketball. But Villanova, powerhouse, big name school. They've won a bunch of championships. They've won a few past few years here. So Nova has that big, biased name recognition, big school name that the public is going to get attached to. And they're saying, with the public, what they're doing is they're saying, hey, you're giving me Nova, getting 3.5 points? Take it all day here with Nova. Villanova is getting 80% of bets here using our VSiN.com bet splits. They are a huge public play tonight at 8 o'clock. And this game, again, will be on ESPN2, so will be another very heavily bet game. So despite 80% of bets on Nova, this line keeps going to Liberty. That is you look up the sports betting dictionary, the everything guide to sports betting, there's a picture of Liberty here tonight with a reverse line move. Because again, if 80% of bets are on Nova, why is this line moving to Liberty? Dead giveaway to me that the pros are on Liberty here. Ken Pom does have Liberty winning by 4 points, 72-68. He's got them ranked higher, 48 in the country versus 60. Liberty will be banking on their offense. They're averaging 75 points a game versus 70 for Nova. Better shooting, 47% versus 44%, and better three-point shooting in particular. That's something to look at when you get to March Madness, free throw shooting and three-pointers. But 38% from three for Liberty, 34% for Villanova. So I'm going Liberty here on the money line. You can shop around. I think Liberty, I got them at minus 160, but a true home court, really sharp fade, the trendy dog, KenPom edge. I'm just going to make sure I win the game and not have, you know, Liberty win by one or two and I lose my minus three there. So one note too, you have seen a lot of under money show up here. It's not a neutral court. I do lean unders neutral courts, but the total open at 140, it's down to 137. You've seen quite a bit of a dip here. And this is notable because both these teams are really, really slow. If you look at KenPom projections for tempo, Nova is a 63.7 tempo possessions per game. Liberty is a 64.5. So two very slow teams, but I'm going Liberty in this one. Good sharp fade the trendy dog play here. On a true home court, play Liberty. Big name school, Public's all over Nova. Lions going to Liberty. And a big matchup here in the NIT. First round, 9 o'clock on ESPN2. March Madness is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, I already gave away two of them. Games we just mentioned here, I am officially on Mississippi State. Like that sharp reverse line move, Public on Pitt. Line keeps going to Mississippi State. I'm on Mississippi State on the money line, minus 135. I'm also on the Liberty money line. Epic RLM play there. Everyone on Nova, yet line keeps going to Liberty. So give me Liberty minus 160. Give me Liberty or give me death, of course. But just real quick, one mention on these money line short favorites. I think it's really important this time of year to really be taking advantage of money lining short favorites. Like, whole point being, especially in March Madness, it's so volatile, it's so unpredictable. You could have an epic backdoor cover. You know, you could even be on a favorite who's like minus four. They're down by one last possession of the game. They score two and get out of there with a win by one. So to me, with such volatility and unpredictability, and just why is it called March Madness? Because you see crazy things happen. I think now is the best time to be money lining short favorites. Just on the off chance of you get a really close game, I don't want to, again, lay a three, have a team win by one or two. I lose my spread when I would have just won my bet if I paid a little more juice here. So, again, there are situations where you money line a short favorite, they're minus three, you money line them, they win by 10, and you're like, why didn't I just lay the regular spread and save the juice? But there's also times when, again, they win by one or two, and you lay a three, you would have lose. So, to me, I'd rather win a little bit less and win versus lose. That's the way I look at it. So that's why I like to money line short favorites. I'll be on Mississippi State and Liberty, both money line plays. One more bet for you, though, in the NHL. Found a game that caught my eye here tonight, Edmonton Oilers. I'm on the Oilers tonight at minus 205 at home against the Ottawa Senators. A little bit higher of a number here. Of course, every play I always make is a bet to risk versus bet to win. So minus 205, if you're going to sweat Edmonton with me tonight, you're not risking 2.05 units to win one unit. You're just risking your one unit, whatever that is for you, 3% of your bankroll per play, trying to get a half unit back here. But a couple reasons like Edmonton. Number one, line movement. The Oilers opened as low as around a minus 195 home favorite here tonight. They've now been bet up to minus 205. So you've seen steam in favor of Edmonton at home. This would match a system play for me. I love non-division steam. Two teams, two different divisions. Take the team getting the big steam, 10 cents or more. Those teams are 326 and 218 this year, 60% with a 4% ROI. A home fave with a line move in their favor in a non-conference game, 64% this year. Then also a sweet spot big favorite. If you are between minus 175 and minus 225, these teams are 165 and 75, 69% this year with a 4% ROI. So a couple good system matches, line move here in favor of Edmonton. The Oilers have the better offense, 3.9 goals a game, obviously led by Connor McDavid, versus 3.1 for Ottawa. The Oilers are 16-12-5 at home. Ottawa is just 10-20 as a dog, 14-17-2 on the road. Rest advantage for Ottawa as well. Rest advantage for Edmonton, I should say. Edmonton hasn't played since the 11th. Ottawa played on the 12th. But also, Ottawa is playing their third game in four nights. So kind of a tough schedule spot here for Ottawa. Big advantage on the power play. Obviously, the lethal combination of Draisaitl and McDavid. You get them on the man advantage, big, hopefully, advantage, dare I say, pun intended, there with hopefully Edmonton. Their power play is clicking at a 32% clip versus 23% for Ottawa. These teams did play one time previously this year, February 11th, and you had the Oilers win 6-3. And also an X factor here, Edmonton Oilers hopefully have an advantage in net tonight. I hope it's going to be Skinner. He's been the better goalie for them this year. But it's a really, knock on wood, a detriment to Ottawa because Ottawa has a ton of goalie injuries. They're on their third or fourth string goalie. Cam Talbot, Anton Forsberg, their one and their two are both injured here. I think Forsberg's out for the year. Talbot is out for, I think, 3 weeks. So they're on their third and fourth goalie, Mandalisi or Sogard. Both these kids are young journeyman kids. They got goals against of over three. I want to bet against these third and fourth string goalies. And what do you think, McDavid? Maybe we should look up McDavid's props tonight here for shots on goal and points. But I think it's a big advantage, the lethal offense of Edmonton going up against a third and fourth string goalie here for Ottawa. So give me the Oilers. Give me the Oilers tonight, minus 205. I will be sweating McDavid at minus 205 tonight. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Tuesday, March 14th. The madness is here. And if you are looking for great coverage, hopefully help you to have your best March Madness yet, then become a VSiN newsletter subscriber here. Easiest thing you can do is stay plugged into all of our great March Madness coverage, betting content, articles, percentages, analysis, best bets, all included when you become a VSiN pro subscriber, VSiN.com/subscribe. But then also, if you just want to get tied into what's going on a daily basis in the tournament, get our free newsletter in the morning. Go to VSiN.com/newsletter, put in your email, hit submit, then you wake up every morning to it when you're making your bacon and eggs and coffee, getting you thinking about betting that day. Then, of course, you can follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. And I will be back at it later today with the Market Insights pod. So we will be typically that comes out around 3 o'clock. So I always joke that the Morning Bets pod is your appetizer. The Market Insights pod, it's about 30, 35 minutes, much more in-depth. I'm sure we'll have some NBA plays, more college, more NHL later today in the Market Insights pod dropping at 3 o'clock. But enjoy the sweats tonight, guys. March Madness, it's officially here. Once you get to the first four, it's officially here. And then also, if you are looking to get a bracket, a downloadable bracket with a nice little VSiN logo on it, and you can start filling out your brackets, we have a great downloadable bracket on our homepage here, VSiN.com, if you're looking for it. But enjoy all the sweats today, guys. Good luck. And as always, hopefully you can cash some tickets tonight. As the wise man of VSiN likes to say, that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great Tuesday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.